Carcassonne Big Box 2025 VS Base Game, which expansions are actually worth buying. Read by Kenji. Buy Carcassonne Big Box 2025 if you are starting from zero, expect regular repeat play, and will teach its modules one at a time. Buy the base game plus Inns and Cathedrals if portability, a smaller shelf footprint, and the cleanest competitive upgrade matter more. Traders and Builders is the best second major expansion for an established group. The product line looks simpler from 10 feet away. Up close, there are standalone boxes, required cores, expansions that solve different player count problems, and products that are excellent but wrong for a first purchase. This cornerstone guide was rebuilt from publisher rules and product pages, exact Amazon identity checks, BGG discussion, and current Reddit/forum questions. Community experience is paraphrased into original advice. Generated curator scenes are editorial atmosphere, never product proof. The short answer: which Carcassonne Big Box VS base game should you buy? Buy Carcassonne Big Box 2025 if you are starting from zero, expect regular repeat play, and will teach its modules one at a time. Buy the base game plus Inns and Cathedrals if portability, a smaller shelf footprint, and the cleanest competitive upgrade matter more. Traders and Builders is the best second major expansion for an established group. The verified purchase path in this guide is Carcassonne Big Box 2025 on Amazon, Carcassonne. Inns and Cathedrals on Amazon, Carcassonne. Traders and Builders on Amazon. Every retail button resolves to one exact Amazon product page. Official publisher and community links remain research sources rather than unmonetized store detours. The decision is not which box contains the most cardboard. It is which box gives your actual player count, session length, teaching appetite, and appetite for repeat play the right first 10 sessions. How does Carcassonne Big Box VS Base Game actually play? Carcassonne is a tile-laying map and commitment game. Every tile changes roads, cities, farms, and the timing of when followers return. The core tension is not, where does this tile fit? But, where can this follower earn enough before the game ends? Expansions work best when they sharpen that commitment economy. The first two major expansions do. Too many mini modules can bury it. What makes the system fun is not a component count. It is the repeatable decision loop. The moment when a beginner stops moving pieces because the rules permit it and starts making a plan the rest of the table can read. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Compared with Cascadia, Carcassonne is more interactive and spatially confrontational. Compared with Dorf Romantic, it is less campaign-like and far sharper about shared geography. Its expansions preserve a classic because they change incentives, not its visual grammar. Across BGG and current forum discussions, the most useful comparisons describe table behavior rather than declaring one title universally better. Complexity, downtime, hidden information, player interaction, and the host's teaching burden are the variables that survive beyond launch week excitement. Use the matrix below to choose a job for the game. Theme can recruit a first play. The job determines whether the box earns a shelf. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? NEW Big Box or Base. Choose Big Box for a permanent home, Base for portability. First Inns and Cathedrals. Large follower plus higher risk roads and cities. Second Traders and Builders. Goods, Pig, and Builder add tempo and incentives. Then one mini module. Play twice before adding another. Stop, protect the teach. 11 logos on the table are not 11 times the game. The stopping rule matters. Inns and Cathedrals and Traders and Builders are the durable core upgrades. Do not mix all 11 modules in the first game. Amazon availability is not treated as a verdict. A product can be easy to buy and still be the wrong next box. It can also be worth waiting for when the only current listing has an ambiguous edition, seller, language, or product identity. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner followers are the real currency. A low-value feature that returns a follower can be stronger than an unfinished monument. Regular, share before you steal. Joining an opponent city can create value without wasting tiles on a hopeless takeover. Advanced, count tile families. Track closing shapes and monasteries so late commitments are based on remaining geometry. Expert, farm with timing. A farmer placed early is powerful only when the developing map can justify a follower locked for the game. Do the debrief. After the game, name one decision that worked and one rule or timing window that stayed muddy. That 5-minute conversation is more valuable than buying an expansion to create novelty. The strategy advice here combines the official rules structure with repeated owner questions. It is written in Puzzlewick's voice. No forum post is being passed off as our first-hand test or copied as anonymous authority. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, teach-based scoring with a small example city, road, monastery, and farm. Leave farms out of the first few turns if the group is anxious. Then demonstrate them before the game ends. In a big box, store each module in a labeled bag and place only active rule sheets on the table. Solo, Carcassonne's core product is a competitive map. Official and community solo variants exist across editions, but solo should not drive the big box purchase unless the exact included rules are verified for that printing. Before purchase, budget the invisible parts. Set up surface, sorting, teaching, save state needs, cleanup, and whether one person must own the rules. These costs decide replay more reliably than the excitement of an unboxing. Edition and component check. Before mixing older Carcassonne boxes with a current printing, compare tile backs, artwork generation, follower shapes, and the exact rule sheet named on the listing. Gameplay compatibility is often broader than visual matching, but a mixed set can make draws identifiable. Photograph the contents before punching. Keep each module in a labeled bag and retain the icon key from its rule sheet. That turns a big box from a sorting project into a 10-minute setup. Table plan. Build the shared map near the center, keep the scoreboard on the least used edge, and give every player a visible follower reserve. For the first game, pre-sort out every expansion tile. For the second, add only inns and cathedrals and explain the large follower before the opening draw. This preserves Carcassonne's pace while making the expansion's risk visible instead of surprising new players at scoring. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Big box value depends on whether you will actually teach modules separately. Inns and cathedrals and traders and builders are the durable core upgrades. Do not mix all 11 modules in the first game. Amazon review patterns were used only as a secondary check for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation issues. Star ratings and individual quotations are intentionally not frozen here because listings merge, editions change, and ratings move. A credible warning changes the buy decision. A complaint that merely describes the intended genre belongs in the "who should skip it" box instead. Common misconceptions. Corrected before checkout, the big box is not meant to be taught with every module active. More tiles do not automatically make a better first game. Existing owners do not need to rebuy the core to get the two essential expansions. The record date is July 27, 2026. Product identities and availability can change. The direct Amazon links are rechecked by Puzzlewick's publishing audit. Rules and compatibility claims retain dated publisher sources, so a future refresh can identify what changed. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Carcassonne Big Box vs. Base game. The big box is good value and bad pedagogy when treated as one giant game. Start with base Carcassonne, then add inns and cathedrals, then traders and builders, then one mini module at a time. Existing base game owners should usually buy the first two expansions separately instead of duplicating the core in a larger box. Buy the first verified box that solves your present table. Play it enough to explain why the second box would improve a repeated experience. If that sentence is still vague, the right move is to wait. Current verified Amazon options: Carcassonne Big Box 2025 on Amazon, Carcassonne, Inns and Cathedrals on Amazon, Carcassonne, Traders and Builders on Amazon. Final verdict. The big box is good value and bad pedagogy when treated as one giant game. Start with base Carcassonne, then add inns and cathedrals, then traders and builders, then one mini module at a time. Existing base game owners should usually buy the first two expansions separately instead of duplicating the core in a larger box. Frequently asked questions. What is in Carcassonne Big Box 2025? It combines the base game with inns and cathedrals, traders and builders, and 9 mini expansions. Check the exact English printing contents before purchase. Is the Carcassonne Big Box worth it? Yes, for new owners who expect repeat play and will add modules gradually. Existing base game owners usually get better value from individual expansions. What is the best first Carcassonne expansion? Inns and Cathedrals. It adds risk and follower flexibility without obscuring the core game. What should I buy after Inns and Cathedrals? Traders and Builders is the durable second purchase for repeat groups. Should I mix all Carcassonne expansions? No. Add one module, play it more than once, and keep only combinations the group can teach from memory. Is Carcassonne good at two players? Yes. Two-player Carcassonne is especially tactical because every placement changes one opponent's options.